the rest of the story. The morning of April 9, 1905, the Santa Fe freight pulled into Canyon Diablo. 15 cowboys from the Hash Knife Ranch clambered out of a boxcar. Now, Canyon Diablo, Arizona, had been a ghost town, or nearly so, for more than 20 years. But Fred Vowles, the Indian trader, he was still there, and he was reclining in a chair on the front porch of his trading post the morning the Hash Knife boys showed up. "What can I do for you?" was how Fred greeted him, but he'd guessed what they were interested in. Interested enough to make the 26-mile rail trip from Winslow. You see, there'd been a gunfight in Canyon Diablo the day before. And since hands at the Hash Knife Ranch were mostly former cattle rustlers and ex-gunfighters themselves, this particular bunch was doubtless intrigued by the shootout. And that did turn out to be the case. Moreover, they'd heard that one of the gunslingers was still in town. Could they meet him? They wanted to know. Fred Vowles grinned. Oh, you bet they could. Thus far, the desperado had confessed nothing, had not even told anyone his name. But perhaps the Hash Knife boys could coax it out of him. "Here," said Fred, handing one of the visitors an odd-looking box-shaped contraption. "This here is a genuine Kodak camera. You might want to take a picture of yourselves with the bad man." What Fred knew but did not suggest was that a photograph might be useful in identifying the fellow later on. Now, the gun battle itself had been rather remarkable. Close range, 21 shots fired in less than 3 seconds. The only reason so many bullets missed was that the battle had taken place in the street, in the middle of the night. And there were 4 men involved, 2 thieves on the run, and Sheriff Chet Houck and his deputy. There was talk that the sheriff had actually ambushed the fugitives. And so it was with a touch of sympathy that those retired bad guys from the Hash Knife Ranch had come to Canyon Diablo to meet one of the outlaws and maybe offer him a drink. And now, perhaps, maybe even get their picture taken with him. All of which they did. The photograph is one that you've seen many times. It became very famous in those parts then and everywhere thereafter. The celebrity gunslinger and his new compadres leaning against a fence, whiskey bottles in hand. Of course you've seen it. And yet, despite the slight, sly grin on the bad man's face, he would not even then reveal his name, nor has anyone in all the years since. Oh, yes, you've seen that faded snapshot dated April 1905. The 3 cowboys leaning against the rail fence drinking whiskey and the gunfighter in the middle. But maybe you didn't realize what you were seeing. Because the gunfighter Sheriff Houck and his deputy brought back alive was the other fellow, a taciturn bandit named Bill Evans. He got 9 years in the Yuma Territorial Prison. But his partner, the one you've seen in the picture, the nameless outlaw, the Hash Knife boys wanted to offer one last drink. He'd been shot dead in the gun battle and buried and dug up and propped against that fence and served whiskey and saluted and then put back in the ground. Oh, yes, it's a famous photograph to this day. But now you know the rest of the story.